A reading from the book of Sirach. Wrath and anger are hateful things, yet the sinner hugs them tight. The vengeful will suffer the Lord's vengeance, for he remembers their sins in detail. Forgive your neighbor's injustice. Then, when you pray, your own sins will be forgiven. Could anyone nourish anger against another and expect healing from the Lord? Could anyone refuse mercy to another like himself? Can he seek pardon for his own sins? If one who is but flesh cherishes wrath, who will forgive his sins? Remember your last days. Set enmity aside. Remember death and decay, and cease from sin. Think of the commandments. Hate not your neighbor. Remember the Most High's covenant, and overlook faults. The Word of the Lord. We have a terrific first reading from the book of Sirach to open the theme for us for the 24th Sunday of Ordinary Time. I have given a title to the overall theme of the readings for this Sunday, and actually for the next Sunday as well, the 25th Sunday as it approaches. And the theme is, Remember Who You Are. Remember who you are. And although I've chosen to use the first reading from the book of Sirach, the theme really comes from Sirach in relation to Matthew's Gospel, in relation to St. Paul's letter to the Romans. It's all connected. It's connected so powerfully this weekend that it is difficult to just separate one from the other. But I choose Sirach because it is so forward. It is so clear. It is so blatant in its message. And it is so challenging, even to those of us who are the best among us. Wrath and anger are hateful things. Wrath and anger are hateful things. Forgive and you will be forgiven. It's as clear as a bell. And then hard questions can come. Can you be resentful and still expect anything from God? Come on. Can you hold out on people who need your forgiveness and expect God not to hold out on you? There's such a correlation. There's such a connection between our actions and what we hope God's actions towards us will be. It reminds me of what we say constantly in the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. That is such a conditional phrase that we say constantly, and I'm not sure we're aware of what we're saying when we rattle it off. Forgive us just like we do it. God, don't give me anything more than I'm willing to give. Now, Sirach goes on from that teaching, and he tries to express a sense of urgency. He says, remember your last days. Remember decay. Remember death. Come on. Stop from holding out on someone who might need your forgiveness. That remembering your death and remembering your last days is Sirach's way of giving us a sense of urgency. This is not a light matter, people. This is something that is at the core of our very being, more at the core because of Jesus Christ than even before Jesus. But even from Sirach in the Old Testament, we see that it is the core of our beings to try to be forgiving. I have to mention that this Sunday, the 24th Sunday of Ordinary Time, uses Matthew's Gospel and the story of Peter asking Jesus, how many times should I forgive? Seven times. And Jesus answering, not that very holy, very lofty, very spiritual number, but I tell you 70 times 70 times 7 times, which means infinity. It simply means infinity. And then he goes on to tell the story of the unforgiving debtor, a king who has settled accounts with his servants, who forgives someone all of his debt. And when that servant leaves, meets a different servant who owes him the same kind of money, a sum, and he refuses to forgive. How can we expect anything from God unless we're willing to grant it ourselves? That has to come back, not so much to haunt us, but to inspire us day after day, trial after trial, situation after situation, and relationship after relationship. 70 times 7. We must never tire of forgiving in hopes that God never tires of God's tolerance of us. I must connect that to Romans. And just one line in Paul's letter to the Romans that says, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. That's it. Whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. Whether we live or whether we die, we belong to God. That means we are already in God. That means we are already a part of God. We don't need to wait until we die to find ourselves a part of God. We are a part of God now. Live like God now. It's a marvelous challenge. And for me, that's where I receive the fullness of the theme and the title that I'm trying to share. Remember who you are. Wrath and anger are hateful things. And even the best of God's people sometimes cherish or harbor wrathful thoughts and angry feelings within themselves. Sometimes even the best of us cave in to less than we are expected to be. Remember who you are. Remember who you are. Never settle for less than what you have already been created to be. Ask yourselves as you approach this coming weekend, do I need to apologize for anything to someone that I have hurt? Be humble enough to ask it seriously and in depth. And ask yourselves, do I have anyone who needs my forgiveness that I have not yet granted? Have I been stingy with forgiveness? And every time you ask the question, and every time you face the hard situation that you might be dealing with, I simply invite you to remember who you are. Whether you live or whether you die, you belong to God. You belong to God. Answer every question in remembering who you are.